Wabash Folklore Radio. Written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company and read by Derek Warren. Early Demos by Andy Hertzfeld. Time frame, April 1981. The first demonstration program for the 68000-based Macintosh was written by Bud Tribble as part of the original boot ROM. When the Mac was switched on, the program printed the word "Hello" in tiny letters more than 100 times, performed some hardware diagnostics, and then listened to the serial ports for commands to execute. The hellos told us that everything was working. The boot ROM allowed us to send other programs via the serial port from ELISA to try out new code and to test or demonstrate the prototype. In April of 1981, there was still a ton of work to do, like writing an operating system, writing the software for the keyboard and mouse, and getting Bill's QuickDraw and user interface routines running. Despite all this, the team still did some things for fun. In early March of 1981, I wrote a fast disk-based slideshow for the Mac the same night that I got the disk routines going. It was exciting to see detailed, relatively high-resolution images parading across the screen so quickly. By April, I was experimenting with writing custom graphics routines to show off the raw graphical horsepower of the system. I had written a few ball-bouncing routines on the Apple II, and I thought it would be interesting to see how many balls the Mac could animate smoothly. I wrote some 68000 code to draw 16 by 16 pixel images very quickly, and I found that I could keep more than 100 balls animating smoothly, which seemed pretty impressive. I also wrote a small sketch program with a seed fill algorithm using Bill Atkinson's 8x8 pixel patterns and an entertaining breakout game where I implemented Bud's idea of having to dodge the bricks when they fell down after you hit them. Bob Bishop had experimented with a variety of graphical special effects on the Apple II, so I thought I'd try some of them out on the Mac. The idea was to transfer an image onto the screen in an entertaining way. The one that I liked best was a kind of waterfall effect, where you copied an image onto the screen using a varying number of multiple copies of successive scan lines, stretching the image vertically. The effect was hypnotic, the image looking as though it was being poured onto the screen like water going over a waterfall. I often used it with an image of the Muppets that I had converted from the Apple II, and the Stretching Muppets demo became very well known. In May 1981, Bud stayed up all night and ported QuickDraw and some pull-down menu code from the ELISA to the Mac. For the first time, we were running mouse-based software with real pull-down menus. The best part of the demo was the pattern menu, which showed off the extensibility of the menu routines by drawing an entirely graphical menu. In June 1981, we realized it would be worthwhile to create a standalone demo environment where the Macintosh booted and ran programs from its own disk, even though we'd only use it temporarily. Our own operating system wasn't close to being usable yet, but Rich Page had written a simple operating system called the ELISA Monitor, which was based on UCSD Pascal and was very easy to port. All we had to do was integrate our I/O drivers. Using the ELISA Monitor, a Mac could boot up and run demos without help from ELISA. Within the ELISA Monitor environment, it was easy for us to run QuickDraw-based programs. Soon, we had a window manager demo, featuring balls bouncing in multiple windows, as well as a nice icon editor and Mac Sketch, an early ancestor of Mac Paint. I think the most interesting demo was an early prototype for the Finder, written by Bruce Horn and myself in the spring of 1982. Its window was filled with an image of a floppy disk, over which the files were represented as draggable tabs. You could select files and perform operations on them by first selecting them and then clicking on a command button. Bruce also made a second mock-up with folder icons, which influenced Bill's design for the ELISA's filer, which we eventually adopted instead. These prototypes provide an interesting glimpse of possibilities that we might have chosen instead of what seems so familiar today.